Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dealing with Life Stuff podcast. My name is Fernando Ceballos.
And I'm Randy Strug.
And welcome to the episode.
Now that all the restrictions are starting to lift, it seems like, for coronavirus, do you feel that, are you happy with how you spent your time during this lockdown and social distance period?
I would say so. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's like a yes or no answer, mm-hmm. Yes.
Got it.
If it's a... like if there's wiggle room for some in the middle, I would say like maybe I got like a 70, 75.
Hey, passing.
So it's a passing grade.
C's get degrees, my man. I'm telling you.
But what I'm saying is
listen to me, engineer. As a liberal arts guy, C's get degrees.
Yeah, for sure. there's a lot more things that I wish I would have done.
Sure.
And I think, you know, in March, what was it? In February, I fractured a rib. So like that messed up my year.
Mm-hmm.
And then
from your bear fight, yeah.
Yeah, from my bear fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy was pretty much a bear. He was a big boy. And then a few months later, COVID happens. And then I screw up my back in June. Mm-hmm. So like whatever fitness progress I had made sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't until late August that I started feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
But by that time, the lack of physical activity made me super anxious and super depressed.
Oh, yeah.
Because, every single year I go through these phases of, if I don't work out and, the weather changes too, mm-hmm. I go into, this depressed, phase.
Because
I just, those things, they give me energy.
So when you say the weather changing, are you talking about, this kind of gloomy weather that we've had today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, this shit gets me pumped. I love this stuff.
It depends. If certain days like these, mm-hmm. today was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Because it was in the 50s,
mm-hmm.
light drizzle. I could still enjoy my coffee outside.
Yeah.
That was perfect. But when it gets this dark and cold and bitter, I just hate that shit. I hate the sun.
When it feels like the weather is angry at you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel more happy at 98 degrees with 65% humidity.
Ugh.
Than this. Not this, but what I'm describing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No.
Because it reminds me of my childhood.
I'll take bitter cold all day or 98 degrees. I mean, 65%.
I grew up.
Damn mind.
I grew up 95 degrees, 70% humidity.
Bro, listen. I did marching band. All right. You're marching outside in 108 degree weather. I never want to go back to that ever.
I had the same thing with football.
Yeah. So, I never want to go back to that. You're a crazy man for wanting all those things again.
Well, I'm not saying I want them. I'm saying that makes me more happy than other stuff. But here's the thing, though. I have self-awareness when it comes to that.
Mm.
We went on a tangent here. What about you? How do you feel about this post-COVID? Do you feel like you're happy with it?
Yeah, I did. I did better than everyone that I know, so I'm pleased with myself.
Are you pleased with yourself because you did better than everybody else, or because you did as good as you wanted to be?
Because I put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm really just happy with my effort, and I was like, oh, hey, the outcome turned out great, too. This works out.
Were there things that you were hoping to accomplish?
No, just being productive and effective with my time. And so I was reading a lot, still staying fit. Things are good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've stayed on top of my shit.
That's good. I mean, that's what's important, right? Making sure that you don't lose focus on stuff.
Yeah, and I go through periods. I went through some periods even during this where I was I kind of lost my way for a little bit. But you just get back on the horse.
Yeah.
You have a few weeks. Maybe for me, it was a month where I was what's going on? But now I'm okay, it happens.
Yeah.
You just got to recalibrate.
What do you think we're going with this as far as the rest of the year? Do you feel like it's going to hit it even worse?
Nope. I think November 4th, it's going to be up, up, and away.
Do you think the election's going to get rid of COVID?
Yes, because that's what happened with George Floyd. Once that was the major news topic, everyone forgot about COVID. We're already seeing it now. People are forgetting about it. Because
I don't know about that.
I think that's the case.
I don't. I think COVID is well and alive, and no one's forgotten about it. I feel like some people just didn't care from the beginning.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I still think that it's going to go away for the most part.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, if you believe China's already cured it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't trust China at all.
I just don't know enough to be able to give, an educated answer on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just... I haven't been following the vaccine, so I'm doing my part, and I hope the people who are in power of finding the solutions when it comes to that side, they're mm-hmm. doing their job, and that'd be that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a lot of my family, a lot of my friends, they're still going through it. I had some mm-hmm. people who got sick with COVID, and mm-hmm. some of the family members didn't make it, and like they passed away with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Then other friends who got sick and they got better, and then some other people who were just mild cases. So all in all, like, I've had people in my life experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very alive and well as far as, I guess, my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the emotional toll that this, you know, disease, this pandemic has had on people,
mm-hmm.
is probably more intense than it is the actual deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you look at the number of deaths like we've had, again, in my family or just in general in the country,
mm-hmm.
that perish in comparison to the anxiety that's created throughout the whole world.
Depression is up. Suicide is up. Domestic abuse is up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, people saying like, yeah, you know, the deaths aren't as bad as we want them to, they need to be, or whatever the, mm-hmm. you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. The deaths are higher than we'd want them to be.
Right. Or no, I'm saying some people are saying that in comparison, the deaths are not as bad as they should have been, or as people were predicting.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so like, that's a good thing.
Yeah, we did better than we thought was going to happen.
And so then the people who died, the 210,000 people who still died, like, mm-hmm. that's still not good. But I'm saying the damage is even more exponential than just the people who passed away.
Because,
mm-hmm. again, I go back to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Domestic abuse, depression, everything else.
Yeah. One, most people know my stance. My libertarian perspective is it should be everyone's choice whether or not they want to wear the mask. Let businesses decide if they want to have social distancing inside. And everyone understand that if you're going to be near people who are, like, at risk for getting COVID, like, stay the hell away.
But what does that do for the people who can't?
Like, can't what?
Like, who can take care of themselves like that?
Well, that's why if you're going to be taking care of them and being near them, you need to be cautious. If you, like, if you know you're going to be around those people.
No, I'm saying, like, what about the people who have to go to work, mm-hmm. and they protect themselves, and everyone they're around isn't doing their part?
Well, then you have to say something, and you have to tell them, like, hey, you take your stand.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if, so for example, like, if I have to go to work,
uh-huh.
I do my part, but everybody around, so like, say I work at a restaurant, mm-hmm. right? I do my part and I take care of myself. I have to pay my bills. I have to wear my mask. I do my thing. But everybody around me, a restaurant was maybe a bad idea. But just like grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing your job. You're taking your part. And everybody around you is like giving it two shits. And people are sneezing around you. People are just doing whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just tell the people who come into the store, like, hey, put your mask on. Because mm-hmm. you're saying, like, you should be able to do whatever you want. And mm-hmm. so me telling you, put your mask on, is infringing on what you want to do.
Right.
So at that point, it's like, you live your life, I'm going to live my life, but your exposure and, like, well, desire not to wear your mask.
You're misconstruing my argument.
Well, I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to say that if you're young and healthy and not at, like, the, you don't have a pre-existing condition that's going to be, make you more susceptible to COVID, you should be out and about. But if you're going to be around those people who are going to be sensitive, you need to exercise precaution, and we need to exercise caution around those folks. But mm-hmm. if you're young and healthy, like, I'm of the opinion that you should be out and about. Gotcha. And if you want to wear a mask, you should wear a mask.
Yeah. But what about the whole contact tracing and all that?
I hate contact tracing. It's a terrible idea. Don't give the federal government any power to trace you. They won't give it back.
Okay. Not contact tracing. Maybe that's the wrong terminology. Like, the idea that you go out and about,
mm-hmm.
and then you somehow get infected, but, like, you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and hang out with some other friends. And, like, at that point, it's exponential spreading,
mm-hmm.
right? So even though you're saying you can protect yourself when you're around people who are susceptible or can get sick,
mm-hmm.
and you protect yourself, like, it's too late at that point, right? You've already done the damage.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying don't get tests. I'm saying get your tests and make sure, like, hey, if you know you're sick, stay quarantined. But I'm not saying, like, don't ever get tested. Don't ever do this. Don't, like, no, be safe and, like, just don't be an asshole. It's not that hard. Like, wear your mask if that's the thing you need to do. Otherwise, yeah. don't be a dick.
Well, I just feel like if you give people the option, like, they're not going to do it anyways.
I disagree. If you look at how COVID started, most people were in favor of wearing masks, which meant if you gave them the option, they probably would have worn a mask.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the people that I've at least seen or been around, like, they would prefer not to wear a mask if they can choose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only doing it because the stores are asking them to wear it.
Yeah. And I think it's fine if stores want to ask their patrons to wear masks, but I don't think it should be enforced by the government, just because I'm very capitalist.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just, it's just tough, right? Because from a perspective of being in the country that we live in, there's no like one authority other than the government that can help spread like the message of saying do this collectively.
Mm-hmm.
The government's the only one. Mm-hmm. Other than the media, of course, right?
Right.
But we know what the media does.
Right.
And so collectively, the government shouldn't necessarily enforce things, but they need to be able to highly suggest, like, you should be doing this collectively as a country.
They can give recommendations. Right. And I'm fine with that. But enforcement is where I start to get antsy.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few cases where I've seen people, like, lose their companies.
Their
businesses because they didn't wear a mask.
I know of 8 CEOs that killed themselves because they couldn't pay for their employees anymore. So, like, that's not only, you know, 8 CEOs, but that's all of their employees that no longer have a job anymore.
Yeah. And that's
like 100 million plus dollar companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Not good.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And shutting down is obviously not the answer, because then it's just going to create more economic turmoil, which is going to make things even worse, in my opinion.
I mean, I just feel like there's no right answer. Like,
yeah, there's not a right answer.
I mean, whatever way, what we did is what we did.
Yeah.
And what we do is what we do. But no matter what route you pick, you're going to have experts regardless of whatever side you pick.
Right. And there are going to be people that vehemently disagree with me. But the thing is, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one and they all stink.
Right. And what I'm saying is, like, no matter what route we take, it's there. I mean, again, hindsight 2020.
Mm-hmm.
3 years from now, 6 months from now, we're going to say we should have done these things.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it doesn't mean anything because
we
don't know what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's tough.
But it's not worth living in fear of anything.
No, I'd agree. Just easier said than done, though, right? Because I feel like certain communities are being impacted by COVID more than others.
Sure. But you're going to have that with literally anything that happens in the world. Any kind of event. Somebody's going to be impacted more than the other. It's not a singular phenomenon.
Well, it just happens to be like the same people over and over.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Except like a lot of the issues that we find in this country predominantly go back to the Hispanic and Black communities, who are the ones that are impacted the most.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah. But I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We'll catch you next week.